Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pants, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
And the next thing you know, we get this announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, of flight 2596854, Denver to Dallas. We're not going to have that much of a delay, but we're going to probably be on the tarmac another 10 minutes because they don't have a push truck to push us off the gateway.
Honest to God. Like, we had to wait, like, another 10 minutes because they had to go get one of those trucks.
Yeah.
Because somebody called in. Here's the problem with everything is that they probably had a truck guy that was scheduled to be the push-off truck guy, and he called in sick, so some guy was double duty and on the push-off. And that's the whole problem. The whole problem with everything is because they can't find people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the captains that they're trying to fuck and not pay enough, or whether it's the guys that work on the planes and can't keep them in the sky because they have maintenance issue, or the motherfucking guys that are driving the push trucks. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. it's the airline industry, and they said this coming weekend, thank God, I may go to Ocala on Sunday or Saturday to try to rough the track in. But I am not, you know, traveling anywhere other than that. They're saying that this is going to be the busiest travel weekend post-COVID.
Oh, yeah, because Memorial Day weekend.
And they're saying, because it's the official, and this is the official, you know, kickoff of summer. And they're saying that the travel is going to return to
pre-COVID levels,
higher than pre-COVID levels.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I'm not flying this weekend. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Mike from Charleston. How are y'all?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I don't know if it matters because y'all on bar or anything, but when y'all went off the air, you had a clip from Hogan saying the N-word, and you repeated the same N-word. And I didn't know if that was okay for to be on air still now, but that's
probably not. Probably not.
It was something like, "Hey, Ian's, I meant to get at
okay,
the
we got it. Thanks.
Let me. Are you familiar with that? Let me.
Yes, Bubba.
Lummy.
Sorry,
yes.
Lummy.
You don't have to be sorry to me about it.
Who programs Bar?
Bar picks up sometimes right after the show and picks up a random file that's in the thing. And when I
program, are you going to try to tell me that you did not specifically, program that clip?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't put a 42-second Hulk Hogan clip in there for no reason.
Can you see, we need 25 minutes.
Oh yeah, I can see.
Can you see the clip?
I'm looking at the history right now, and I see that a short clip popped in right after the show.
All right. Can you give me the cart number of that clip? It's not.
I can send you the file. I can send you the file that.
How can you send it to me? I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to it on the air, but I'd like to listen to it privately.
That's what I'm saying. I can email it to you because it's not a cart number. It's files that have been saved from all old stuff that is literally just piled in.
I understand the story of our career, but just piled in. So could you email me that clip?
Yes, I'm looking for it currently to send it to you. Because it looks like it got pulled out of a drive we don't even use. It says cart files next gen.
Can you feel my pain, buddy?
Brother.
Yes, I can.
Where I can't even control my own company's destination.
Oh, I've been going through a lot of these old ones that have bad words in it and just taking them out or do not play and putting them in a different folder.
Right. This one, obviously, you missed.
There's a lot of 98 Rock stuff on there, and it plays Cluster F sometimes. I'm trying to get rid of all that old stuff from here. Mm-hmm. It plays the Tippy show.
Well, the 98 Rock stuff I'd like for you to put in a folder. I mean, even if it's got, you know, the N-word or something like that, that we don't lose that. We put it in it doesn't rotate. And then the Trippy and the Cluster F and all that, you can obviously delete. I'd prefer you delete it completely, all of it. But as far as the 98 Rock stuff, like, remember we had Terry, who's...
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, none of that stuff can play. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. That's what I was saying. The certain words that I go in and try to find them.
Right. Well, none of that stuff. But I'd like to hear me and Hogan, you know, inward and, you know, see, I'd like to hear that nonetheless.
No problem. Even the ones that are the guy that you named back in the day, the N word. I'm getting rid of those.
Oh, and John?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get
but
rid of
it. But there's just a lot of files, and they're spread out over a lot of different folders.
I understand. And I'm assuming that, you know, this particular Hogan break wasn't, you know, lettered. Bubba calls Hogan an N, and Hogan calls Bubba an N.
No, it wasn't. Right. And a lot of these...
mutual ends.
A lot of these from back
in the day. And we were each other. We were each other's ends. Like, he was my N, and I was his N.
Just a couple of brothers.
Just a couple of N's.
Brothers.
Just a couple of white N's. That's it. And I wish I could have heard it. And let me, if you could email it to me, I'd love to hear it, my friend. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yes.
We were neighbors. Yes, we were neighbors. What's up, neighbor? Nothing, neighbor. What's up, neighbor? Nothing, neighbor. Maybe this person will have some. Hello.
Yeah, that word started with a W, not an N. So I don't know what that caller heard, but that's what I was. The W, not the N. So hope you get the film better.
Thank you. Forno. So let me, that caller is saying, don't worry about it. It was a W.
Yeah, maybe that guy thought he heard something.
He wanted to hear.
Well, I'll still send you the clip anyhow.
Yeah.
Anything close, I know that, I've been taking out.
I know that you're just, you know, beside yourself on all these clips.
Or Lomax.
Right, buddy?
Yes.
You haven't been yourself, you know, for a while. Neither have I. So, anyway, let me, how are things going, buddy?
They're going great. Just trying to find...
clips.
Yes, trying to find the clips. And make sure that they're not
tainted
in the correct drives. And that wasn't even in the right drive. So,
yeah. Well, just food for thought is, you know, you should probably always listen to something before we broadcast it.
I understand it, but I didn't pick that clip.
Who did?
Sometimes when there's a couple seconds of dead air between the live show, it will randomly find something that and play it. And it has done that for a long time.
All right, so
it picks a short clip and
plays
it.
Do you just need more downtime between the two shows, or what would you need for me to
write? No, I played like instantly after the show. Once you cut off, it picked that up and didn't pick up commercials or anything.
Could you build a hopper where it picks up from, you know, that you've already listened to, or would that be way above?
No, I have that. But it for some reason it didn't pick up the three commercials, Giant Wreck World and two Manscapes that
right. We're
picking there. So
it's okay, buddy. I'm such a fucking beaten man right now that, you know.
It's hard to phase you.
It's hard to fucking phase me. Hello.
Hey, what's up, my boy? It's Brandon McQuad.
Oh, thank God.
Hi, Brandon. Hey, did we find the battery?
Ray of sunshine.
No, I did not. I didn't see the battery during the break.
Okay. Maybe the merch crick has it or something. Hello, Brandon the Quad. What's going on, buddy?
Just enjoying the show, and I was actually going to call in about the batteries. When you guys do that, you're going to have to take the whole seat off the frame and lift them out.
Well, I thought there was only one.
Oh, there's two.
Oh, well, we only ordered one, so I probably have to order another one. Maybe I
would. Well, you can. Well, you can jump it and see if you can charge it that way.
Well, we determined. I think we determined that the charger was okay. Did we not, Lummy? Has this been anything that you've been handling, or is this a merch crick deal?
We have not been able to find out if the charger, and I took pictures and videos and sent them to Brandon, and
I think it's the battery.
Yeah. I thought, let me see, Lummy. I'm looking at my Amazon thing, and I think I only ordered one, and I needed two, right?
Yeah, because there's two little car batteries in there.
Yeah, the Invacare TDX SP, right?
Yep. And it's cheaper to buy them on there than instead of having that place do it, because they charge it.
Well, on Amazon, they're $117. Is that pretty cheap?
Yeah, because I think they charge like $150 at the place.
Yeah. So, Lummy, it looks like I probably need to buy another one.
Yeah.
Because if I only bought one.
And then I was thinking, like, after you get it all fixed up and charged up, after you give Lummy those alcoholic monsters, having brought the wheelchair down the road.
Oh yeah, we got a lot of plans for Lummy.
Yeah.
And the wheelchair. What else you got going on, buddy?
Just waiting for summer to start so my mom will be home every day.
Why does that? Do you miss your mom when she's gone?
Well, it's just because then I can get out more during the summer because she can drive me around.
Oh, so this has nothing to do with her, you know, you being able to see her. It's the fact that she can fucking chauffeur you around a little bit.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, without her, you can't do shit.
Well, she don't want me walking down the road because it's bumpy.
No, just sometimes you take out your wheelchair and just start hauling ass down the road. Do you do that sometimes?
Well, I could, but the roads are so shitty that I don't want to tip over.
How? What's the range? Like, if we were to get both of these new batteries put in here, what would be the range on something like that?
Well, depends on the weight of the person in it, but 15 miles per charge.
Really?
Yeah.
And does it have the kind of, does it have it where it can, like, if a guy... Can it lean forward and help you out of your seat, or is it only a lean backward thing?
It's only a lean backwards and goes, and the feet go out and you can just go straight up.
Straight up. So it doesn't tip you out necessarily.
No.
It doesn't do that, but it can lean you back.
Yeah. It can do all that funky stuff.
Yeah. All that funky. How's your new one compared to this old hammy one down we got?
Well, it's like a glove. You just gotta, it's doing good. They just need to tune this one up a little bit.
Yeah. And you probably had your other ones like a pair of jeans where you got it all broken and shit. And,
yeah.
You know, now
yeah.
This one feels a little stiff, if you will.
But did you ever
fuck in your other one?
Hmm.
No, we were going to try that the first time, but we didn't think it was going to work.
Mm.
That's why I left my braces on in the first one.
Yeah, so you've never fucked in any of you. I mean, you've only been fucked twice, period.
Yep.
It's more than some.
Yep.
Now, you know, this year we're going for the, you know.
Yeah, we're going for the big time this time.
We're going for the bisexual kicker, you know.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what I, at least that's my understanding. I don't want to make you do something that you don't want to do. Like, if you don't want to do that.
I'm up for anything.
Yeah, I guess if, you know, you only have sex once a year, you might as well experience it all, yeah. Right?
And it's not like I can get away because I'm just laying there.
I know. So if what's the guy's name? Mario?
It's Lupe.
Lupe. And...
So if Lupe whips out his wiener and like next thing you know puts it in your mouth, what are you going to do?
Can't smile.
There's nothing I can do.
Fuck it.
I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. You could spit it out if you wanted to.
Yeah, just give it a little.
What was her name again?
Her name was... What was her?
Micha. I knew it was an M name.
Right. Now, who fucked you better, Micha or Caitlin?
Oof, great question.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny because one's body temperature was warmer than the other one.
Which one felt better?
No, hold on. So you're saying that one of them's vagina was a little warmer than the other one's? And you tried to be nice by it and call it body temperature, but where the rubber meets the road, I think we're talking about vagina.
His dick was the thermometer.
Yeah, your cock. It was the meat thermometer, and one of them, your meat thermometer sensed one that had a little
bit overheating.
Was a little hotter. Yeah. Which one had a hotter pee?
I have to say, Meech's was a little warmer, but Caitlin knows how to use hers a little bit better.
Oh shit! Okay,
so Micha was a little warmer, but Caitlin knows how to use hers a little bit better.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
Like you know, just had better
movement,
better pussy control.
Well,
I mean, didn't Prince sing a song about
who
that?
Who was tighter?
Pussy control.
Can I ask that?
Well, I have to say that Caitlin was because she don't have any kids.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, did you? I don't think you. I don't even think you used a condom. I think you went raw.
I think you did use a condom.
No, I did.
You used a condom.
Yep.
Now, was that your requirement or theirs?
Well, just both and
yeah.
What?
So basically, safety was probably more than me.
Well, maybe we could take it to another level. I mean, Anna, each year we're trying to, you know, take it to another level.
Right.
I was going to ask Caitlin this year if I could raw dog it.
Yeah, see, hold on.
Okay, that's fair.
I wasn't that far out. Like, you know,
no.
I was kind of picking up what he was throwing down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd like to go raw.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they got to know that you're as clean as the wind-driven snow. I mean, you've only been with her and, I mean,
Micha.
Yeah.
She's seen both of your sexual experiences firsthand. It isn't like you're going back to Iowa and fucking a bunch of pigs or nothing.
Nope.
And I reckon they're probably both on birth control.
I can't even get chicks at the Eagles.
Right. I can't even get the chick at the Eagles.
Mm.
Now, do other people in your town know that you're kind of a, you know, fucking
Camp.
Kind of a porn star? You know, you're a handicapped porn star nonetheless?
Fuck yeah, because now I got it to where I don't even have to say anything. People will just say, do you know he's a porn star?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
In your small, I mean, first of all, to be a porn star is super, super rare, but to be a handicapped porn star.
In Iowa,
nonetheless.
I mean, that's
pretty camp.
You have probably better chances of winning Powerball.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather be doing what I'm doing than win the Powerball.
So you're trying to tell me if Powerball was like $600 million, you'd rather get your one piece of pussy a year than win $600 million?
Well,
I'm sorry, but I'm winning $600 million and jacking off every day.
Well, I do that anyway.
That's right. He does that for free.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you have everything, I mean, the only thing that people really yearn for, guys, is pussy.
Right. I mean, look how much.
And he gets it every year.
Look how addicted you are to pussy, or have been in your life.
Thanks for making this about me.
No, I'm just, you know, you get it.
No, I mean, pussy is ruined, man.
It's just the power of the poontang.
Yeah.
Pussy is
ruined. Powerful.
Pussy is taking a mini of a man down to zero.
Oh, absolutely.
Please.
Yeah, sorry. Like, sorry about that.
Like my grandpa said, you know.
Sorry about that, puss.
Dick might win the battle, but pussy wins the war.
Yeah.
Pussy,
that's true.
Pussy always wins. Pussy is undefeated. It is.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You women don't realize the power you have on us.
Yeah.
That fucking
pussy. Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
I mean, even the beasts that walk around daily have something that men
want. As beasts, even a beast that rolls around as a beast.
They're going to find someone.
Knows that at three in the morning.
Even a beast got a pussy.
Even a beast.
Got a nice warm pussy.
I'm talking about a big fucking beast that's rolling around. She knows that at 3 a.m. at a bar, she can find somebody to take her out back of the dumpster and fucking put it inside.
Put that, yeah. Make them
somebody,
cheeks clap.
Some cowboy that likes fucking big girls will more than oblige her vaginal needs.
Right.
I mean, Brandon, let's say there's this girl and she's a fucking beast. She's like 350, you know, 5'2", 350.
5'2".
Just being nasty.
I mean, fucking 5'2",
350.
Built like the penguin from the old Batman movie.
Let me see if you can even Google.
Oh, I can't find this fast.
5'2", 350 girl.
All right, I got it.
Like, put those parameters in there. Send me a pic. And so if this 5'2", 350-pound buttertooth beast, and you're at the bar, at the honky-tonk, and you've had about 12 Miller Lights in you.
Oh, it ain't going to take me that much.
And she says to you, listen, wheelchair boy, why don't you take me out back and fucking slay this pussy? What are you going to do?
I'll say, well, let's go ahead, but my chair might break, so we might fall down on the ground.
Well, you only got what's your weight capacity?
Probably about 550.
Stop it.
Now, love me. I don't know if that girl's getting any dick.
I'm getting lost in there.
I don't know. I couldn't.
I'll do it.
I
just want to sit on it.
I guess
some toe straps around those ankles.
You know those like giant plush beanbag chairs?
I
want to rest mine.
You can publish this because we're not, you know, it's not bad. But if this girl's at the bar on Saturday night and she tells some fucking cowboy,
her feet are disappearing,
that I need you to fucking bend me over.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I mean, she's going to need a cowboy because that's some free range steer.
Oh, man.
She's going to need a cowboy.
Oh, man. I can't sit on her fast enough.
She's going to need somebody who's forklift certified to come in there.
She looks so comfy.
Well, have you guys seen the Thousand Pound Sisters?
Right here.
Cheeks are hot.
Now, I don't know where
what
mean,
is what, that?
What's this?
What is that?
That's the from.
Yeah, it's her pussy.
No, I mean,
no, I don't think it is.
Do you push this
Is it
aside?
Her belly or her fupa I or think her
that's,
pussy lips?
I think that's belly skin that she had to delegate to a pant sleeve.
All right, so she like, you couldn't, know, it, she couldn't have it.
Yeah, you know how we got to figure out if we lay left or right?
Right.
She's got to do that, too, just with the rest of her stomach.
You think, you think this dog's nervous about getting eaten? I mean, is that
no,
dog?
No, he just walks away. I think he'll be fine.
Now, is her golden little vagina? I mean, is it?
I think you
there's two
go
other dogs
it.
Behind her, and none of them are looking at her.
Yeah, they're all.
They've seen some shit.
Oh, they have. They all have. They all need therapy. All of these dogs need therapy. Look at this. I mean, do you push this back?
I think you got to lift it up. Lift up, go in.
Imagine the smell.
So do you think that her vagina is more like here?
It's like underneath it.
No, it's like underneath all that. It's like up on the couch.
Like
it's like on the fabric that she's sitting on.
Whoa. That's a big chip.
Brandon, okay, so you're looking at the screen right now. If this girl in the teal pants with three dogs around her, and she said,
oh, fuck.
Brandon, I want you to fuck me.
She's Steve Hawking.
Fuck me. First of all, I want to go to fucking In-N-Out Burger and get a fucking animal fries with fucking three cheeseburgers. Then a milkshake. Then I want you, then I want you to fuck me. Brandon, would you fuck her?
Well, we'd have to fuck outside the bar because there's no way she's sitting in my van.
Well, no, I'm just saying, if she had a hotel room and she took you back, I'll take you back to my hotel room. I got a California King.
It's her own specialized van.
Yeah, this bitch needs a van. I mean, like, she can't drive. Fuck.
Like the human blob.
So, I mean, I got to think you would, though, wouldn't you, Kit?
Well, I would, but I wouldn't. But, see, the problem is that I have to tell somebody where I'm at. So, I'd still be embarrassed, but I'd still do it.
Yeah.
This lady can spread her legs, at least.
No.
Let me see.
I don't think she can.
No, that makes
sense. Oh, fuck yeah, she can.
Hold on here. Here you
She's
go, Brandon.
Flexy.
We got a new one for you. She might be able to get some at the Dallas Bowl.
I don't think it's that she can spread her legs. It's that she can't close them.
She's literally smuggling Mexicans in those leggings. I just don't
She's
understand.
She's a human trafficker.
Oh, no. I just do not understand.
Man. And I don't think those are necessarily made to be tight-fitting yoga pants. I think they're cloth.
Probably maternity pants.
I mean, if you're that big, do you think they
Fucking
have to...
Curtains,
I think,
yo.
I got to think that they got to build those pants for you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can go to...
But the thing is, I want a strong woman, though, so she
Oh, they're strong.
Oh, there's woman strong.
I want her to be able to put me into the bed and throw me in bed so I don't have to have them.
So are you looking for more of an... like for next year, if you were to put your order in? Because I'm sure Caitlin, she lifts weights and shit. If you want to... Can I, you know... And again, I'm your agent, so whatever you want need done, you just ask me.
You're going to broker the deal.
If you want... You know, do you want Caitlin to kind of rough you up a little bit?
Well, she did last year, and I loved it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, she did. Let me.
You want some more, like, hair pulling and stuff?
I think you got a Venmo on there, Lummy.
Yeah.
Now, what did she rough? Did she rough you up last year a little bit?
Yeah, my back popped really loud. It was funny.
What?
He said his
my back
pop?
Popped really loud. Yeah.
Now, how about like a choke out or something?
Well, she'd have to choke me because I don't make the cobra.
No.
Oh,
no,
you choking her out. No.
Matthew Hoxie, no. 50 on the Venmo.
Thank you, Matthew Hoxie. I can't wait to see you for Barb renew those vows. But anyway, listen.
God bless.
You can't, Brandon, you don't have the control.
But she
might
could
go fucking, you might go crazy.
Choking.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't control your rage or your cobra. You know, you can't, so nope. Like, you can't choke out anybody just for inferior, but you could certainly, you know, be the chokee, not the choker.
Yeah, I'm into it.
How about your ass slapped?
Well, I'm laying on it, so she got to roll me over and slap it.
How about she took some cock rings and tied off your balls?
Nice.
That'd be nice.
All right, so if we were to look at this year's order, we want
bisexual?
he wants Lupe to put us to do bisexual things to him.
Yep.
All right. And then he'd like Caitlin to turn up the aggressiveness and choke him out.
Nice.
And then he wants his ass slapped and he wants his balls tied off. And Brandon, is that so far? I mean, like, I feel like I'm
that's right.
I feel like
it's
I got a sushi order form in front of me and I'm writing it down. So Lummy, what do you got so far for this year's order?
You want Lupe to do a little bit of
No, just bisexual things.
Bisexual.
Don't put a little bit of. It's Lupe.
Bisexual.
Lupe does bisexual things, and that is such a wide, you know, cast net there.
That's a wide range.
Yes.
That's a menu in itself.
I mean, that's from dick sucking to butt fucking, right?
I like that,
Brandon. Right? I mean,
well, from dick sucking to butt fucking.
Minus the BS.
All right, so dick. Dick sucking's okay, but butt fucking's out of the question.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me put bisexual.
I don't think I could accommodate.
Let me put down bisexual things, no butt fucking.
Okay. Bisexual things, no butt fucking.
All right.
This is made to order.
And then
Caitlin to be aggressive.
More aggressive.
Ass slapped and balls tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Brandon, why we got you here in the drive-thru? What else do you want?
It's perfect the way it is.
Oh, raw dog. You want to go without a condom?
Oh yeah, raw dog too. Yes,
yeah. Please. Yeah.
Now do you want to? You know, do you actually want to come inside of it? I mean, where do you want to come?
Dear.
I mean, if we were to, I mean, on, I want to no stone unturned here.
Sure. You
know,
what's your ultimate fantasy?
I mean, yeah. Give me your ultimate fantasy.
Is that what you're going for?
Hold on. He's going fucking crazy. He's locking up right now. What now, buddy? What?
I would love to go raw dog inside.
Raw dog inside.
So you like to release the hounds inside.
Yeah, I like to unload inside.
All right,
unload inside.
Order that. Let me unload inside the vagina.
What if she got pregnant?
She can't.
Yeah, she's got. She's on birth control.
Oh, okay.
Now, if there was one, if there was one of the two that you could, you say you only have one load on the loading deck. Which, where would you like to release the load?
Inside.
Okay, Misha or Caitlin?
Yeah. Which?
Whichever one.
Say they're both game.
Yeah. Let's say they're both okay with it, and you have to pick.
Then I'd want to just spread it on both their faces.
Okay.
Oh, you want to put it on both their faces?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think that they'd I think they'd probably go for that.
Yeah, I think they'd go for that.
Now, do you? How many times do you usually ejaculate on one of these? You've had two of these sessions.
Four times.
Hold on. You ejaculate four times?
No, once on each other.
No, hold on. Nice. On the two times that you've done it, okay, year one.
Yeah.
Let's talk about year one with just Caitlin. Yeah. With just Caitlin, how many times did you ejaculate with Caitlin?
One time.
Okay. Year two, with her and Meacham.
One time.
So it sounds like you only got one bullet in you.
Yeah.
So since you only got one bullet, you don't want to go necessarily inside of one and not the other, so you'd like to do a double facial.
I like to spread the love.
Nice.
So a double facial. Say it.
Yeah. A double facial.
Okay. And, I mean, Anna, I just want to make sure I got every potential.
I think you got it.
You know, anything else? I mean, like, can you think of anything else? I mean, you know.
Nope, I think I got everything covered.
You want to do a hot Carl or, a, you know, or something? I mean, anything?
A Blumpkin.
A Blumpkin.
Rusty trombone.
Well, can't do a Blumpkin. Well, I could do a Blumpkin. I'd bring my shower chair with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's keep the Blumpkins out of it. they tend to get a little cumbersome.
Yeah.
How about a rusty trombone?
Nah, that can get a little dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little.
That's great.
I think for going into year two to year three, we've made some
strides.
We've made some big strides.
Yeah. Papa, I was looking at those pictures of you and your dad. That looked really. What was that house that you guys were looking into?
Oh, it was some millionaire's cottage back in the day who had a lake home in Lake Tahoe.
Damn, that looked like a pretty nice house.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's part of a California state park now. They gave the city, the family gave it to the state of California. Now it's a park.
That's cool.
Can you imagine how much money? I think it was like in 1934 or something. This family owned like, I don't know, 15, 20 acres right there on Lake Tahoe and had like servant chambers and master quarters and their own pump house and their own pier and everything. And then they turned it over to the state of California, you know, after all the old rich fuckers died. And a lot of times they'll do that because the family can't pay estate taxes or, you know, death taxes. So they'll just give it over to the state, something like that. But I mean, you know, Lummy, I think you might be, not that you and I would fuck this beast, but if this beast was at, you know, fucking Dallas Bowl at 3 a.m, you could probably get some honky tonk to take her out back.
Absolutely.
Oh, probably.
You know?
Like when that guy called and had the chick bent over the dumpster.
That was a good one.
All right, buddy. Anything else, kid?
No. Just getting ready for Memorial Day weekend.
Now, what does Memorial Day weekend entail for you, Brandon?
Going to one of the local lakes and drinking a lot of Busch Light.
Right. Is that, oh, you're a Busch Light guy?
Well, because right now it's only $16 a case. Oh. Got to save my money.
16 a case.
Yeah.
What's Coors Light for a case?
25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon the Quad. Well, appreciate it. I got another phone call I got to take. And then.
All right, guys. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Man, I think we got him. Lummy, if you could just quickly go over his order form.
Lupe does bisexual things, no butt fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin to be more aggressive, ass slapped, balls tied up. He would like to go raw dog.
Just whoop his ass.
And release inside.
No, but no.
Unload
no.
inside.
No, he.
But then you have other ones, and he'd also like to do a double facial.
But you need to scratch off the release inside because that's been changed to the double facial.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to do both.
No, did you not?
I know, but because he says he came twice.
No,
so.
He didn't. Anna.
He came once each time.
Thank you.
But I thought he said four times.
God, you're so fucking stupid.
Did he not say four?
No, he said I walked.
Bubba had to correct him.
Do your headphones work?
I listened to the four and I was doing the phone thing and sorry. I heard four the first time and I was writing down the stuff.
What the fuck? I walked him through. I said, year one, how many times did you come? He said, once. What?
Yeah.
I said, year two, how many times did you come? He said, once. I said, so you got one bullet? And he goes, yes. I said, what if, and then Anna said, what if both of them were game? And he goes, I don't want to, I'd like to go across the face.
Yeah, spread the love. I mean, that's okay. Hey, listen, he's trying to write everything down.
Do you have an auditory processing disorder?
Yes, I do.
Hello.
What's up, my ends? That's Florida Stanley.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, Florida Stanley, you got me in all kinds of fucking problems. I got phone calls coming down today that I got to take on your behalf.
Yeah, keep me out of jail, please.
Anyway,
God. I have some advice for you that has nothing to do with the shit that I'm in.
What's that?
I fly almost every single month,
and I've never had any issues with flights. So I'm going to tell you how to not ever have issues with flights again, and it'll make you a little bit of, well, not make you money, but it'll save you money. What you need to do is you need to get a Delta SkyMiles credit card and use it for everything and then just pay it off at the end of every month. So you're not spending any more money than you normally would. You're just using one card for everything and paying it off at the end of the month. You'll gain SkyMiles, and then you fly Delta. Every time you fly, Delta never has issues with flights ever.
Yeah, back when I was rich and I had an American Express Black Card, you know,
it doesn't cost anything.
Well, that costs $5,000 a year to be a member. But
well, no. I know the Black Card does, but I'm talking about the Delta. If you pay it off every month, it doesn't cost anything.
I don't know if my credit's good enough to get a credit card right now. I don't have. I don't. Hold on. I don't. I don't.
It's just a matter of the limit.
I don't have. I don't own a credit card, and the few
I only
time,
own the one. Well,
and
two. Technically.
All I have is a debit card. So if I don't have the money, I don't spend it. Like I filled out a credit card form not too long ago, and I couldn't qualify. Like my, you know, you don't understand.
They wouldn't give you one?
No. I couldn't call.
See, usually they'll just give one to anybody, and they just give you a low limit to start you off.
I can't even get a $500 non-secured one. I'm so fucked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
But thanks.
Have Tara co-sign for you.
No, I'm done trying to make my... I'm trying to be a big boy and do it on my own. I'm almost 60.
All right.
And what kind of fucking shit did you get yourself involved in? My Lord, you dumb fuck.
Listen, I made a dumb post on Facebook. I didn't do anything illegal.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, honestly, he puts a post on Facebook showing a bunch of guns and shit. Next thing you know, the local municipality that he lives in comes and knocks on his fucking door and be like, why are you posting all these guns?
Because some asshole on Facebook reported it as a danger to society because they're fucking snowflakes.
And so he gifted me a gun for my birthday.
I remember.
And now that agency wants to speak to me.
They need to know where that gun is.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm going to send
because
it.
In the post from January before Bubba's birthday. The post is from January.
Yeah, well, I'm sending the fucking gun.
That gun was in the post.
I'm sending the gun back.
Bubba.
I'm sending the gun
back. No, don't send it back. They don't need it. They just need to make sure that you have possession of
Anna,
it. You don't.
Anna, would you want to be part of this drama? No. Would you just send the motherfucking gun back?
Sending the gun back isn't going to do anything. They're just going to
Yeah, it is.
It.
It's going to mean they're not going to call me no more. I don't got
they're
fucking
gonna
such
and
They're
not going to call you anymore once you verify that you have it. That's the thing. It was a gift to you.
Don't you understand that I don't like talking to fucking cops on the phone about guns?
I know that, but you did nothing illegal. I did nothing illegal, and we collectively did nothing illegal.
That's why I got such and such county sheriff department trying to call me to verify that the gun that I...
To verify that you have possession and not me, yes.
Do I need to send them a picture of it?
They may have you take a picture of the serial number on the bottom of it.
Okay.
That's it. You've done nothing illegal.
Anna,
I've done nothing illegal.
That's the world
I like
I
the
live
pitchy
in.
Selling.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to call me today.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll probably be getting a call from my lawyer today after you talk to him. But yeah, they don't need the gun.
How much is this? I mean, how much has this cost you? You've had to lawyer up.
It was only like $2,000 for the lawyer, so
yeah.
Not that bad.
Jesus Christ. Fucking idiot. Don't be putting pictures of guns.
I'm not anymore. I learned my lesson. Like I said, I didn't do anything illegal. I don't know why this was even a fucking issue.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm dealing with an arms trader.
And the only reason you're involved is because I gifted you a gun that was in one of the pictures. That's it. They just need to verify that you actually have it.
And you know what? And here's the thing. I'm not going to mention the county, but the county that you live in, that sheriff, I'm such good friends with him that I actually have his personal cell phone number.
I've met him a couple times. He knows who I am.
I know. So should I call? I have his number. Should I call him up and say, hey, or should I just, you know?
No, because it's not him. It's the judges. It has nothing to do with him.
Oh, it's the judges.
It's the judges. It's the judges. Nice. I mean, he probably won't be able to do anything. It's the judges. Anyway, nobody has done anything illegal, including me.
Yeah, that's great.
So, I mean, you're fine. They just need to
Anna,
verify that you
I'm
have
fine,
the gun instead of
But
me.
I got to talk to a sheriff today about a gun that was gifted to me.
Yeah, nothing makes you feel less fine than when someone says, we're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
We're fine.
Listen, most adults, most people don't like when the sheriff department is calling them, asking them to verify a gun that's been gifted to them.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, and I get it, but that was a gift I gave to you completely legally, and I want you to have it. Don't send it back. That's not going to do anything.
Okay, I understand, buddy. But the next time you give me a gun, can you give me one that you've not taken a picture of and posted all over the fucking internet?
Yes, I will.
Please do. Thank you.
All right, I got to get going. Anna, I'm coming into Tampa on Friday around 3, so I'll text Blitz if you guys want to meet up that day or if you want to meet up
Saturday.
Are you doing
gun trading with them too?
Yeah. No, we're
going to Sunset. And also, I don't know what you guys' plans were for parking, but parking is like $60. My Airbnb is 100 yards away from the main entrance. So if you guys just want to park at my Airbnb, that way you don't have to pay for parking, then you can just meet me at the Airbnb whenever, and then we can all just walk. It's literally 100 yards away from the main
entrance. That's amazing. All right, I'll probably take you up on that.
So I'll text Blitz Friday. Right, I don't have your number, but I have you on Facebook, but I have Blitz's
fucking
number. So.
Gun dealer.
Beautiful. Thank you, Florida Stanley.
See you later.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Bye, Kyle.
You arms Bye. Dealer. Yeah. Later today, Lummi, I have to be available to speak to the such-and-such county sheriff's department and send them pictures of this gun.
Jeez.
Like, I want any of that nonsense. Listen, if you're going to gift a gun to somebody, please don't take pictures of that gun. And
don't make it more work.
Post on the internet.
Here's a gift. Now I'm putting you in a mess of a situation you have to deal with.
God.
Happy birthday!
This gun was part of a fucking picture montage that I threatened some people with. The sheriff could be calling you to ask you to send pictures of the fucking serial
number.
Why'd
the sheriff call to wish me a happy birthday?
We'll see you tomorrow.